Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, wonderful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio. Today is going to be a fun show. It's all about you, the inspired listeners. We like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration. So what we're doing is we're taking the next hour to open up all of the phone lines. So if you want to call in, you can call in with a question. We can have a spiritual conversation. You can head over to our Facebook page right now, which is Inspired Living Radio, and ask to join the community of inspired listeners all around the world. Kim is live on Facebook right now. She's waving out to you, so it's a great way to engage with Kim on Facebook Live. We're going to be doing more of these more of the interactions with our shows and just having a lot of fun as we approach our 100th episode next month, actually. So I'm Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. I'm your co-host of the show. I'm here in Seattle, Washington, and I'm going to be excited to have a conversation with you today. If you want to find out about all the work I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, you can head over to marklanehart.com. You can internet search the Intuitive Prospector. You can also find me on Best American Psychics or Best Psychic Directory. And I don't have any events coming up. I'm done for the summer, taking some of the summer months off just to enjoy the summer and do a little writing. But I will be getting busy back in October. So just check marklanehart.com for all of the upcoming events that I'm doing or the online classes that I'm teaching over at the Om Times Institute. So with that, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Kim Thalkin in Richmond, Virginia. She's doing two things. She's on the air with us live right now, and she's over on Facebook Live under Inspired Living Radio. Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi, Mark, and hi to all the inspired listeners and to those that have joined us so far. I see Leah's on the line. Hi, Leah from Thousand Oaks, my old stomping grounds. We've got folks from Texas joining us. This is exciting, Mark. I'm having a blast over here. It's so nice to really be able to interact with our listeners because usually we're just sharing with them. And, you know, we've got the guests on, but today it's like a whole another experience. So, yay, keep joining us and stay with us. I think we're going to have a lot of fun today. As Mark said, I'm Kim Thalkin, and I am the founder of my spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen in the beautiful states of Virginia and California, in Richmond and Encino. So if there is anything that I can ever do to help support you on the path in the way of readings, healings, working with your mind through hypnotherapy, or anything along those lines, please, please reach out to me. I would be just thrilled to work with you. You can find me at lovefirst.info. I want to give a big shout out to all of the folks that came by the Edgar Cayce Association last week to the psychic fair that they had. I got to meet so many wonderful people and had the chance to work with so many great people. Everybody going through their own things in life, although very interestingly enough, a lot of them sharing some of the same issues that they're working through, which I guess, you know, they say in the work that we do, Mark, that that happens. We'll notice patterns in mm-hmm. the people that come to see us. So it was a great week, and thank you for coming by. I will also be working at the Alchemist Bookstore on the 4th, the 18th, and the 25th, doing readings all day. It's a beautiful, just a beautiful bookstore with a lot there, great gifts for the soul, readings, and all kinds of good stuff. So stop by and and come say hi there as well. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And you can interact with us there. You can send through questions or comments, because this is what this time is about. It's for us getting to know you better and to be a part of this really lovely community. You can also listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and also LoveFirst.info. And then today, this show is all about you, the listeners. So it always is, but just in a different format today. But a big part of this experience is going to be calling in, introducing yourselves, asking questions. We're talking about all things spiritual, metaphysical, and we're also going to be doing readings. So if you've got a question that you'd like to receive guidance on, call in today. The number is 202-570-7057. Every month we have an inspired affirmation, and for the month of July, the affirmation is, I can tap into a wellspring of inner happiness anytime I wish. I just feel better saying that, knowing that that is available to each and every one of us. And just to remind ourselves of that is empowering, and it feels good. Mark, back to you.
It does. And this is a different format for us today, Kim. It's kind of strange because we usually at this point start to talk about our guests and their background, their bio, and we're not doing that today. So we're talking all about the inspired listeners. So again, if you have a question for us, we're going to have some spiritual conversations. We can do a reading for you. We can talk about what's going on your spiritual path, spiritual topics, metaphysics, meditation, the power of self-healing. It's really kind of an open format show today, and Kim and I are going to be doing this at least once a month and trying to have fun. So if you want to engage with us live right now, you can go to the Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio. If you're not an Inspired listener yet, you need to sign up and join this global community that is growing by the week. We're getting bigger and bigger, and really humbled and blessed to be able to connect with all of the wonderful Inspired listeners out there. And then also, I'm keeping an eye, Kim, on our Twitter page. You can follow us at Twitter, like Kim said, at Inspired for Us. That is the number 4. So if you want to post a question on Twitter, or post a question on our Facebook page, please do so. And again, if you want to call in, the number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. That is the call-in line for the United States only. If you're outside the United States, we do apologize. Just head over to our Facebook page and post your question there. So it does look like we have a caller already calling in, Kim. So if you're ready, let's bring on our first caller for Inspired Living Radio.
Oh, that's better, Mark. You were cutting out there for a moment, so I think I hear you a little better now. It looks like we've got our first caller. All right, and then
our
we've also
caller.
Got Leah Thompson, too, I know is looking for a reading today. So, boy, starting to get busy.
Okay. We have Gail from Los Angeles calling in. Gail, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Gail.
Can you hear me okay?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I actually have a question I want to ask you guys. I want your advice on something.
Yeah.
And thank you, by the way, for my lovely gift from the other day. It came in the mail. It was beautiful. But my question is this. So this morning when I was sleeping, I woke up, and I know that I astral travel outside of myself a lot, and I've never really been conscious of it. I just have snippets of things that pop into my head, and so I know that I do it. But last night, Kim and Mark, for the first time, I saw on my ceiling the portal that I came through. I never seen it outside of my naked eye. I might see things in my third eye, but this was outside of my naked eye. I saw it physically on my ceiling. And it looked like ripples of water, and it had blue and white light. And I don't know what that was. So I don't know if I astral traveled and that was the portal I came in and out of, or if maybe there was another, hopefully, light being that was coming to visit me through the portal. I don't know what to make of it. Do you get a sense of what it is?
Okay, I just want to start just for 1 second here. There's a lot of cutting in and out, so I apologize. I'm catching only parts of things. So I'm sorry about that, Gail. I don't know if you caught that, Mark. I know that you had an experience. I just want to say hi, Megan, for joining. Thank you for joining us today. That's it, actually. I'm a sorority sister of mine. Wow, we're getting all kinds of people. This is great. Okay, so, Gail, not to distract from your very important question here, but if you could just – let me just see if I understand. You said you do a lot of astral travel at night. And last night, you feel like you went through a portal, a different portal of some sort. Is that right?
And I physically saw it for the very first time. So I always knew – on like a subconscious level that I astral projected, but never on a conscious level. So last night was the first time I saw the portal with my naked eye, not my third eye, but my naked eye, and it was blue and white light, and it looked like oceans, like a current. And it was there for a split second, and then it startled me. So I don't know if it meant that I had come back from astral traveling somewhere else, or if maybe there was a light being that was coming to visit me. I'm not sure what it meant.
Hello? Okay. All right. So you're not sure what this experience meant. And, just came to me, Gail. Okay. So I'll give it a shot first, Mark, and you feel free to jump in here. What that portal is a higher level of consciousness that you are, it feels like your soul is moving up towards at this point in time, higher levels of consciousness. And let me see what else comes through here, because it feels like an evaluation. I feel like your soul is doing an assessment of some sort right now about the difference in consciousness from where you are now versus where it's being called to go. It's like the next step. It's almost like a career move, a promotion, although, you know what I mean? And it feels like that was one of your first experiences. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. We'll
There's
hold this
break.
Thought. It will be back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
And with our caller guest, Gail Cerner. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay, no problem.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're coming back right now.
All right, and welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times. We have Kim over on Facebook Live. We have a live call-in Inspired listener, Gail from Los Angeles, who had a question that we were going through right before we went to break. So let's dive right back into the show. This show is all about you, the Inspired listener. Today you can call in at 1-202-570-7057 here in the United States, or post a question to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, or the Twitter page. Kim, you're on Facebook Live still. Are we getting some questions over there?
I am. There are people. We've got Maddie, who is interested in asking a question. We've got Leah, who is interested in.
Right.
So I'm just telling them that they can send through their questions, or they can call in live. But for right now, we've got Gail Cern on the line, and we are giving our interpretation of her experience last night. And so let me just wrap up on my end, my interpretation, Gail. That was, it was like your soul venturing into higher levels of consciousness. And I feel like this might have been like the first time going to that level. And so it's kind of getting a feel for what that feels like, where it is your soul is actually heading on your path of growth and awareness. So it was like, I feel like part of that experience too was your soul kind of feeling the contrast of where it is now versus where it's going. And it feels like a very powerful experience, a very real experience. And also, I feel like in some ways it's already had an effect on you in terms of shifting things within you already, just from having that what felt like a very real experience, because it was, but I feel like you could feel it. So that's what I'm getting on that. I don't know if you have anything that you'd like to add, Mark.
Yeah, let me just jump in. The first thing I like to ask folks, Gail, what did you feel from the experience? I think it's always important to reflect on what you thought the experience was, because I have to agree with Kim. I feel like it was almost like unlocking a room that's been closed of a higher consciousness. It's almost like going up into your attic, someplace that you don't normally go, and going about your house on your day-to-day activities. But it's like you finally decided to say, hey, I'm going to open myself up to something new. And an attic is usually a place we don't go, but I just see you opening up the attic and accessing a higher consciousness. But I always like to ask, my clients and prospectors out there, how did you feel about the experience? What did you feel or think was your connection to this portal?
Well, that's a really good question. At first, it shocked me because I'd never seen it with my naked eye before, so it was a little bit compelling that way. And I did ask for a clearing from Archangel Michael and Jesus, they're my divine, because I wasn't sure what had entered in through the portal and if it was of my highest and best good. But it didn't make me feel any real way. It was just shocking to me in the moment, is how I would put it. So then I had some time to kind of reflect and digest over it. And now I'm like, oh, shoot, I wished I would have just let the experience happen instead of asking for the clearing so quickly. I was, like, concerned it might be like a walk-in or something, an energy that I didn't want to have there. But, Mark, in answer to your question, it didn't make me feel any way. It just was kind of there. It just was the experience. If anything, I just jumped out of my, bed, oh, my gosh.
So more of an awareness than an actual, you know, sometimes when we have that emotion or feeling of fear, that's usually our own mindset generating that. But if it was just more of an awareness and catching your attention, usually that's, you know, energy of higher consciousness, higher connection. And I think it's always important to just, you know, lean on our own intuition as well of what we thought of the experience. But that's definitely what it feels like, Gail.
Okay, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gail.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Isn't that interesting, though? Yeah, isn't that interesting how, you know, those kinds of experiences can be a little shocking. This is a whole new feeling. And I would have to say, too, it can feel maybe that maybe uncertainty of that feeling could play into fears, but I don't feel like in this particular case it was something to be fearful of. So
yeah, exactly. And a lot of times what we don't understand, it tends to lead us to fear, right? So she didn't have that response. She didn't have that interaction. So it's almost like it's just that awareness, you know, garnering her attention to say, hey, Gail, this is what's going on, and kind of, oh, okay, so... All right. So how are we looking on Facebook Live? You said we had a couple questions on Facebook Live. This is our first show where we're actually live on the air here on the internet radio of Om Times Radio. So if you want to call in with your question, 1-202-570-7057 here in the United States. Kim is live on Facebook Live over on our Inspired Living Radio page on Facebook. Looks like we do have some viewers. I'm kind of watching along with you, Kim, and a couple people are asking questions over there. What kind of questions do we have?
Well, we've got a couple coming in. So we've got one from Maddie that just came through, but then we also, which is a mediumship one, she's going to have to join next time.
Well, right, I like mediumship.
Mark, she said she's going to have to leave right now, but she'll be back. So we'll go with the flow. All right. So we do, but first we do have one from Leah Thompson, who has asked the question. She said, how does she... Let's see, I just lost it, but she wanted to know how she can attract in the right partner, and it was just up here, but for some reason I'm not seeing it now, but she wants to know how it is she can attract in the right partner. Yeah.
Okay, so let's tune into her energy real quick. How can she attract the right partner, right?
That's right. That's right. How can she attract the right partner?
Okay.
All right. Do you want to go, Mark? I'm sorry.
No, go
right
ahead.
If
you've got something, I'm kind of watching everything, so you go right ahead.
Yeah. So, Leah, what's coming up around you, mind you, I do know you on a personal level. I haven't spoken to you in great detail about what's going on with you, but I know that you have, you know, I know certain parts about your life. But what is coming up is that there's been some real disappointment around relationships, and it feels like the relationships that you've had have fallen short of your expectations. It's like you had this idea of what you believe love ought to be or should be, and then it didn't quite turn out that way. So, and people seem to fall short of meeting what it feels like you feel is very valid expectations that you have. And so if they're so valid, then why is it that these experiences are falling short? Why is it that these partners of yours can't seem to meet them when in your eyes you feel like they are these expectations are exactly as they ought to be? All right. So the other thing that is coming up, too, is there's some trust issues coming up for you around men. All right, and it doesn't feel like just one experience that you've had, but it does feel like there's been multiple experiences where trust is an issue. Now, on a spiritual level, and the reason why it's always important to understand things from a spiritual perspective is because you're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at kind of what's going on at the soul level. Now, ironically enough, this trust actually pertains back to the trust that you have in yourself. Okay, so the trust that you have in yourself is not where it needs to be. In fact, it's an opportunity of growth for you. And what's happening is there's like a the foundation isn't as solid or firm as it should be. It's a little shaky inside, okay? And so these relationships have been reflecting back to you how it is you are within yourself. So while it is you might be looking outside of yourself and saying, I have these trust issues because of the way this gentleman behaved and this one behaved and that relationship fell through, it's actually a reflection of the trust that you have in you, in your own abilities, in your own inner strength, in your own ability to create a life for yourself that you want to create, and understanding your greatness, valuing exactly who it is you are. Then the first thing that came to my mind before I even started on this explanation was a belief in self. All right, so a lack of trust in yourself is also a lack of belief in yourself. All right, so that is the first step, is getting stronger in that area. And in that process, when you start to build up your own understanding of that, or you start to work through some of the healing and you're understanding yourself at a deeper level and actually seeing yourself for who you are, because that's not happening right now, your perspective on love is going to shift along with that. So what it is you think you want right now is actually going to be changing as you grow in this process. So it's a little premature right now to bring in somebody new because your own perspective on love is evolving. So, I mean, you could bring somebody in right now, but I don't really feel like if you were to do this at this point in time, it would be more a part of your experience than like a final destination, just because you're changing within yourself, or that's what you're being called to do. So I will leave you with that. Mark, do you have anything to add to that?
I do, and we're going to be already going to our second break. This show is flying by, so let's let's stand by. I'll have a response for Leah when we come back here. Leah, so we just took it back to the break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you Tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. We are having an open phone line show today. Kim is over on Facebook Live, so if you want to engage with us via Facebook, just head over to Inspired Living Radio, ask to join the Inspired Listening community. We'll, of course, approve that request, and you can start to engage and ask your question there. If you're in the United States and you want to call in, please call in right now with your questions. We're doing readings. We're doing spiritual conversations. I'm going to pick up where we left off right before the break. Leah had a question about her partnership and attracting a partner into her life, and Kim was given her reading and her energy of what she was picking up. And so what I did, Kim, during the break, or right before the break, actually, is I picked a card just to see what the card and what the universe would say. And it was actually talking about passion ignited, and it's all about the heart, and it's very similar to what you were picking up about the journey of her soul opening up to new beginnings, opening up to new ideas, new revelations, exciting adventures. And once she starts to find that passion and that love, Leah, for you, when you find that, you're going to start to attract and send that energy and that vibration and that frequency out where you're going to attract that same partner. So it's always interesting when somebody's given a reading, and we can either go with our intuition or we can pick a card. I'm working from an oracle deck right now, which is a lot of fun. But the card that I picked for you was Passion Ignited, and it's all about the heart. Finding that passion within yourself first, and then you'll attract people that will be attracted to your heart and what you're feeling passionate about, and that's where your partnership is going to come in. So any kind of, in the next few weeks, just be open to any kind of ideas that you're getting, a new beginning, something that you normally wouldn't do, step outside of your comfort zone. That's where we learn best, I have found. And just embrace that new sense of purpose that can come with that, because through that energy and through that that new sense of purpose, you're going to be able to tap into that energy of a partner that's going to also come along with that. So that's what I got right before the break, and lots of fun. And sounds like my microphone is working a little bit better. I do apologize. We were having some issues on my end. It sounds like I was a little garbled, so I adjusted my gain, and sounds like hopefully everybody can hear me okay. So do we have another question, or if you want to call in live right now. This is your show for Inspired Living Radio.
I just want to give a big shout out to Chris Porter. Hi, Chris. Thank you for joining
Chris.
Me. I can't keep. Hi, Chris. I don't know if you're in Hawaii or where you are, but she's all over the place. So thank you for tuning in. All right. That's great. So we don't have any more questions on my end right now. Looks like Megan has joined us again. Hi, Megan. If you've got a question for us, let us know. We are taking them. We don't have any questions right now coming through, Mark, but there are, I guess, all kinds of things that we could talk about. That's for sure, right, on a spiritual note?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You bet. I'm just going through the comments on Facebook Live, too. Maddie was wanting to know if she had to call in. Maddie, if you're listening, you do not have to call in. You can actually post your question right here on the Facebook Live. This show is all about our inspired listeners today. We'll be doing this more. We're going to be celebrating our 100th episode of Inspired Living Radio next month.
Oh, my goodness.
We're
going
to have that same format. And Facebook Live is a fun way to engage with us. So, hi, Andy. I see Andy has joined as well, your better half. Hi, Chris. Just seeing all the different names popping up. So if you have a question for us, please post here on the Facebook Live or call us at 1-202-570-7057 here in the United States. We would love to chat with you and get to know our inspired listening community all around the world. Okay,
that's
so what kind
right.
of conversation, Kim, would you like to have? Spiritual conversation until we get another caller or another question. What's on your mind?
Oh, wow.
How are things trending in the spiritual world? How are things going?
Things, you know what, Mark? It is an ever-evolving process over here. Anytime you are, working, you're on this spiritual journey, it's ever-evolving, and that's what I seem to find on my end, too. That's very much the case. And, you know, one of the things that I pray about pretty much every day and that I really hope for every living being here on Earth is that they move to a place, if they're not already there, is move to a place of connecting to their own guidance, and in that process, they connecting to themselves as well, because that's a very important in that step. It's like you can't have one without the other. But I just pray for every person to be able to feel that connection, because you know, no matter what may be going on in your life at any given moment, when that connection is there, it's hard to stray too far away from it. And there are so many benefits from having that connection, and one of them is just pure happiness. And who doesn't want to be happy, and feeling love? But also, it's in during difficult times when that connection you won't stray as far away. You'll get back on track a lot faster and with greater ease. So, life is going to present us with, all kinds of challenges. That's just a part of what we came here to experience. But if we can find a way to not be derailed, for as long a period, or have it maybe be a less painful experience and one that we move our way through or navigate our way through with greater ease, then wow, isn't that worth it? So I just know for myself, I'm going through a lot of trials and tribulations on my end, particularly in the last week, I would say. And just in meditation today, it's like I got the blessing of hearing where those challenges were coming from. And, had I not had that connection with my own guidance, I was misplacing it. I was attributing it to a whole nother area of my life, and that was actually misplaced. And so because of my connection in my own meditation today, it's like they pointed me in the right direction. So I understand why I was having certain challenges, and that wasn't being misplaced into other aspects of my life. And then it's like everything feels better. It's like, oh, okay, I know why certain things are happening now, and it feels better, and you feel lighter, and you can, continue down your merry way on your journey. So that's kind of a big thing that's, happened on my end. I don't know what's going on with you, Mark, but I'm all ears.
That's a great point. It's, I want to give a big shout out to all of the spiritual prospectors that stopped by last Saturday. We were both doing events clear across the country at the same time, Kim, and I had a lot of people stop by the Conscious Wellness Expo in Kent, Washington. I was there all day, and I was busy doing readings. And, the folks that search us out for a reading, there's a personal responsibility that I work with people as well. And that's why I was asking Gail, based on her own intuition, what she felt of the experience, not necessarily what, a psychic medium would tell you, but your own journey, your own spiritual journey. So I think it's important that we, are mindful of our own personal responsibility and how we feel about something, not necessarily. I mean, take what people say, of course, but take that as advice. But at the end of the day, going within, because I always teach that the only way out is in or through, and going within and feeling, how you would react to that, how you would react to, being woken up and visiting a portal, which not all of us have done, or, the passing of a loved one. It's good that you're revisiting, and, also getting in that place of uncomfortability too, Kim, can help us, recognize, our journey, and we learn best when we're out of our comfort zone, I found. And so personal responsibility, free will, choice. That's the greatest power that we're given while we're here on Earth. And real quick, we did have a question come in on the Facebook page. Chris is saying, what great advice. We have challenges and we have to write it out. It's not as smooth sometimes. One day I will get my reading too. Thank you for that, Chris. And you know, it's something I talked about last week is we can't stop the waves, just like we can't stop the waves of the ocean, but you know what? We can learn to surf. And it's all about our perception and our perspective of how things come at us, because life never asks us what we want, right? So we have to learn to navigate with a positive attitude and an attitude for gratitude. So, Maddie has a question. I would like a message from my loved one on the other side, unless you want to take this, Kim. But I would like to know, Maddie, if you could post on the Facebook page, if you have somebody specific that you would like me to connect with, so I can work on a message and connect with your loved ones on the other side, because our loved ones are always around us. They're just a thought away. But go ahead, Kim.
Well, I just want to say, you know, one thing that you did was, which I really appreciated, Mark, with Gail, was to, again, ask her, you know, how it is she felt, because that is so much about our own journey is coming up with our own conclusions about things based on our own experiences. So it's yeah, all great to, you know, consult with the psychic from time to time, but really where the growth comes in is going through that experience, and from that experience and connection to your deeper connection to yourself and to your guidance, then you're shown what that experience means, and you have the answer from within you, and that's really where the real growth comes into place. I really appreciated that you directing it back to Gail on that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's very important to do that. So we've got a couple more questions. We're going to be going to our last break already. I cannot believe how fast this is going by. We're having so much fun here on Inspired Living Radio. We're taking your questions. Maddie, I'm going to have a message for you when we come back from the break. We also have a question from Kathy that is asking about reincarnation. So stick around. We're just getting into our last break here. Taking questions. Have an open phone line here on Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're coming back.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Live call-in show today. dedicated to our Inspired Listening community all around the world. You can call in. We only have about 15 minutes left, so if you want to get a call in at 1-202-570-7057 here in the United States. Kim is over on Facebook Live, which is Inspired Living Radio. You can ask to join the community. We're well over 1,100 Inspired listeners now and growing, taking your questions. And right before the break, we had a question from Maddie. She's actually saying, Kim, I'm so excited. I'm going to have to tune in more often. Well, we'd love to have you tune in more often because this is a fun show, and we've been doing it for almost 2 years now, and we've had some amazing guests and amazing topics, and we love doing radio, don't we, Kim?
Yeah, we sure do, Mark, and this is just another avenue of that, interacting more on intimately directly with our audience. So I'm really enjoying this process. I was just saying during the break, I'm going to be bummed out when we have to say goodbye because I feel like I'm just getting started over here. So
I know. It's going by so quick. So let me get to Maddie's question right before the break there. She wanted to know if she had a message from her loved ones on the other side, and she needs to know what her next step should be in mediumship. So during the break, Maddie, I just kind of took a quick second to tune in, and that's all you need to do is just take a second just to disconnect so that you can reconnect, as I like to say. And I have to say that there was a very strong woman that came through on your mother's side, which would be your grandmother, a matriarch of the family, and she kept talking to me about firm foundations. She kept talking about you already have the skills that you need for your mediumship, but it's actually establishing that solid foundation in the material world, if you will. So when I get this kind of information from the spirit world, that usually firm foundation energy is all about daily development to your mediumship, and also getting with a mentor, somebody that is known, respected. And when I mean by a mentor, I don't mean a friend. I mean a mentor that will actually challenge you and push you in your connecting with the spirit world. For example, I have an online spiritual development group that we meet every single week, and we dedicate our time, our energy to the group, to ourselves, and to spirit. So that's definitely something, Maddie, that is coming up from her. Again, this would feel like this would be your mom's mother or your grandmother, and I keep hearing matriarch of the family. She was really the person that really brought the family together and kept the family apart. And just know that she's just a thought away, and also to give your mom a big hug, because I feel like there's an energy there of your mom really missing her as well, as I feel like there's an anniversary coming up around her passing, and I feel like this it is definitely through the summer months that there is an actual anniversary, or the time of her passing was in the summer months. The number four is also coming up around her energy, so for me the number four is usually representation of the month of April. So if the month of April is significant, just go ahead and type that on the Facebook post. It's hard to do mediumship without the actual validations of hearing your voice, but I did want to give that to you via the radio, that find a firm foundation and start developing on a weekly, daily basis, including meditation, and finding a mentor that can really guide you and direct you to make that next jump in level of mediumship. It's all about being subtle, being quiet, and connecting, and daily discipline. So thank you for that question, Maddie. I hope that helps. Feel free to post the response on the Facebook page that Kim is on right now. And I thought we had one more. We did have another question,
we
Kim.
We did. Yeah, it's from Kathy Boyett. And she says, if a loved one as close as a parent dies, can they communicate with you from the spirit realm if they have already been reincarnated? What an interesting question.
That's a very interesting question. We've actually, again, I think when you are in a spiritual development group, we have questions like this all the time. A lot of what we do is pseudoscience. You can't prove what we do. You can't disprove what we do. And let's have a spiritual conversation about that, what your thought is on that, Kim. And I'll give you my impression of what, you know, I know from my experiences, because I've had a lot of people pass into the spirit world, and I've asked this exact same question myself, is can they come back and talk to us if they reincarnate? And so I'm just curious to see what your thoughts are on that. And Andy said he's bored in the plane. So gotta run.
I know. I'm telling you, he's like always
Andy.
Got I think he's in Philly right now, and he's delayed. There's always delays on the East Coast. I don't know what it is about the East Coast, but nonetheless. All right, so let's just see what comes through here on that. Yeah, I'm getting yes, and I also feel like the angels are coming through on this. Like they feel a need to chime in. So this is my understanding of it through them is that there still remains an aspect of consciousness. That holds the memories, you know, of the soul, like your parents, let's just say, that holds the memories of their lifetime here and holds the memories and also the emotions and the history there that would be the part of their spirit that you would be connecting to in a situation like that, where they would still be able to relate to you from the perspective of the relationship as you knew it in your lifetime. So if it's a mother, let's say, that's passed but has since reincarnated, that aspect of her would still be able to communicate with you and share with you what it is that you would be healing for you in a session, sharing the memories, providing the evidence, talking about your relationship, and also that still remains with you too, who's very much aware of what you're doing in your life. So it's not like it's accessing a database that's kind of just sitting there inactive but holding memories. It would be it's an active, very much alive part of this of the soul. It's just an aspect of it that would be able to still relate with you in the way that you in the way that the relationship was here in your lifetime, and who's still very much like around you and aware mm-hmm. of what it is you're doing and able to give you the love that you need and also share with you wisdom too. So you could still communicate with that part of her if you needed guidance. Okay, so that's how it's coming through for me, Mark. I don't know if you have anything that you'd like to add to that.
You bet. That's awesome. That's beautiful, Kim. So like I said, we've had this conversation as a member of the Spiritual National Union in England and going to the college every year. We've had this exact conversation about reincarnation. And, you know, the quote from Nikola Tesla comes up. If you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And when you think of our loved ones in the spirit world, we think them, you know, whether it's a belief system of going to heaven and sticking there. Some people don't believe in reincarnation. I know the SNU doesn't support reincarnation. But for me, you know, with the experiences that I've had, Kathy, let us know where you're from too, Kathy. I'd love to know where our inspired listeners are all around the world. For me, it's almost like we measure – the human species measures just in what we see three-dimensional right now in this time, and we measure our lives by time. But if you were to think of multi-dimension, if you were to think about string theory or in a nutshell, if there was a coat rack hanging up and you had one hat that you hung up on – let's say you were born in the 1500s and another hat that was hung up in the 1900s and then a hat in the future all happening simultaneously – kind of blows the mind a little bit, but it's also about the circle of life and everything repeats. I mean, there's even references in the Bible to reincarnation about, you know, things that repeat and what was will come again. So, you know, there are references to reincarnation, and I personally believe that aspect or the essence of the spirit that we had an interaction in this lifetime will always be just a thought away. They're always just in a memory away through love. Through that emotion, and then sometimes that circle of life can repeat where the parent becomes the child and the child becomes the parent, because they always say we never pick our parents never pick us, we pick our parents. So if you think in terms of, you know, wanting to unlock the secrets of the universe and multidimensional and not being just in the three-dimensional physical world and time, I think that you have the ability to have the connection and then also have reincarnation. So it's like Kim was saying, there's a piece of that consciousness that returns to source And then there's that incarnation of the physical body that comes back and can be reincarnated into the physical world and then decarnates, leaves the physical body and goes back to that consciousness. Everything returns to source. So I think it just returns multiple times and you have those experiences. So that's that would be my response based on – hopefully that makes sense for you, Kathy. If not, private message me. I'll try to go into a little bit more detail because it can get very deep when you start talking about, you know, multidimensional and energy and frequency and vibration. But also, Kim, just want to let you know that Maddie responded and said the anniversary of her passing, her grandma's passing, was August 12th. So I was just a few weeks off, I guess. I said this summer, it's the end of July. So thank you, Maddie, for that. Thank you for that confirmation. But just know that your mom's mom, your grandmother, is just a thought away, and she's going to be around you as the matriarch to make sure that you're getting that firm foundation. And maybe do something on August 12th in her memory, because I was picking up the anniversary energy around her. And maybe find your mentor on August 12th as just that confirmation.
Oh, how wonderful. I tell you, you're right, Mark. The mediumship stuff is difficult to do unless – you're able to interact with the person.
Yeah.
So good job, Mark. Good job.
Yeah, it's nice to have that energy, that flow of back
it
and
is.
Forth energy, but sometimes you've got to give what you get as well. So I hope that helps, Maddie. I'm just going through. Thank you for everybody that's asked their questions today. This show is we got to start wrapping up, Kim. It's already in the end of the show.
Oh, goodness gracious. I just looked down. It's 2 minutes until four. Okay. All right. Well, I just want to say in conclusion on my end, thank you all for joining us. It has been an absolute blast. I can't wait to do this again. Mark, I'm sure you feel the same.
Yeah, we'll have another show, open phone lines, Facebook Live. We'll be doing it in August for our 100th episode of Inspired Living Radio. We're going to be back here next week, same time, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, with our very special guest. And thanks for tuning in. What a fun show. It was so great to get to talk to everybody. And I just hope that you have a great week. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste. Kim?
Lots of love. Lots of love, everyone. Bye.
All right. Bye.